Something struck me from behind, smashing my face into a tree. What? I turned to see three more wolves, their eyes seething red like giant spiders. Of course, I thought, cursing myself again for not having studied the manual. Wolves run in packs. The first one jumped, so I sliced. Its yelp was drowned out by the growls of the other two as they lunged. I grunted as teeth sank into my left leg and right arm. Back! I yelled, blades swishing, chopping sideways. Back! My cries were cut off as the first wolf leapt at my back. I turned to face it as the other two jumped at me again. Slash, block, bite, outnumbered! I could feel the rending teeth, jaw power capable of breaking bones. I retreated, swinging wildly. The pack closed. I ran. Lead them away, I thought, dodging trees and hopping rises. Lead them away from the sheep. Get them far enough away before turning to fight. My hyper-healing kicked in, replacing pain with hunger. It wasn't enough. I'd need to rest, to eat. Their snarls were behind me, closing in fast, locked like guided gray missiles. I could see the end of the tree line up ahead. Maybe they'd stop at the wood's edge. Maybe not. Barely steps ahead of snapping jaws, I burst through the trees and tumbled down into the frozen river. A bite on my hip, sending me skidding across the ice. Get up. Get across. Get to where? That big clump of snow I passed earlier, only it wasn't a clump. From this angle, I could see a door. Yes, that was a door, right in the middle of those white blocks. What did they call those huts in the far north of my world? Igloos? Whatever. It was my only refuge. Running with all my might, leaping in, slamming the door behind me, and looking in amazement at this tiny, semi-furnished room. A crafting table. A furnace, even a bed. And wouldn't you know it, a carpet. White wool carpet I almost mistook for snow. And there were windows, too. Windows of ice that I'd missed from the outside because they must have been blocked by falling snow. What the? I began, mind racing as an outside growl pulled me back to reality. Right, I told the door. I'll be with you in a minute. Gobbling down a few baked potatoes, I began to calculate how I'd be able to take down my three furry jailers. They're already wounded, I reasoned, as food put the hyper back in my hyper-healing. So maybe just a swipe or two each. Maybe if I open the door and let one in at a time. A yelp from outside, a cry of canine pain. I tried looking out the windows again. Damn snow. Another squeal, right after a barely recognizable sound. There it was again. The twang of a bow, the whistle of an arrow, and the unmistakable thunk of its striking home. Came a third and final yelp. Then nothing. Silence. Waiting. Hello? A voice. Not mine. Not in my head. A real, honest-to-goodness voice right outside. Hello? Anyone in there? No. Lungs filling, heart drum rolling. No, it can't. I threw open the door. And there she was.